Stamp thy feet and clap thy hands and wiggle thy tumors and gnash thy teeth. We are filled with sediment and dripping with juice, and our meats are but borrowed from our ancestors. Scorn them with thy pilfered bodies. The story must be told.
The story must be told.
Saint Luscrip, bless us, and Saint Rictus, inspire. Lady Wetnap, wipe us, and Lord Heathcliff, shake us, lest we squirt. We're always dirty somehow, so find a use for yon filth. And now, a psalm, gifted to us by Stealthy Drippers.
There was a dozen of us on the factory floor. Our labors a song of gears churning, of liquid sloshing, and the rancor of greases. Little Chintub was married just the last week, and we took 15 minutes from labor to enjoy a cake Patrinsky made from yeast and flour and sweat, so that upon completion, each of us was ill with mystery. A slobber down his lip, little Chintub swayed at his station, and slick with hot, hot sweats, his wedding ring slid to join the gears. Yeah, it was no great surprise when he reached his fist inside, and the air grew steamy with red, and the leavings of his feculent fear, he lost the fist at once, and we envied him for his time off. Course, what did surprise us was how he kept reaching to his elbow of the left to the shoulder of the right till he was but two-limbed and crying. When he came back, he was a supervisor who wore his wedding ring on his big toe.
That one got me dizzy, and in my spinning, a gurgle rose within me which tasted of peppers and sounded of stewing swamp. Sniff in my mouth and know the stench of satisfaction. The story must be told.
The story must be told.
The following is a reading titled The Grease of Our Elders, a letter from Wormy McPriesthands to the congregation of thy bountiful, dutiful, loving touches.
The old man moaned from his enclosure of wire fencing and cinder blocks. His bubbles were weeping again.
It's running down my shin!
He coughed through thick swallows of phlegm so his voice was wet and submerged. I gathered my supplies fast. Couldn't lose a drop without shame bubbling up so hard I'd have to punish myself again. Bucket, clamps, and a dozen or so discarded IV tubes in my hands, I undid the padlock and met the decrepit man where he was, chained to his gurney by the wrists and abdomen. "It ain't reached your shin yet," I huffed.
"No, but it's about to..."
"You're an old crybaby," I said, smacking his thigh with a clamp. "Just another drama-crying, weak-old shit." He started to sniffle under the abasement, or maybe it was the sting of the tubes entering his bubble holes. I didn't care, as I had three more elders to drain before I could call it a day.
"Ah, it pinches!"
he cried as the final tube snaked into a bulbous sac under the skin of his groin pouch. During his restrained jostle, the tube drifted from its aim into the bucket and spilled 40 marks worth of grease to the dirt. I slapped the old man's thigh until he wept.
"Cry, baby," I scorned. "Cry, baby, old man. Can't do shit except drip and whine."
Once I had the clamps wrapped around the bubble and tightened the wing nut 12 or so turns and the grease was sloshing in the bucket, I could finally take a breath. I lit a cig and the old man coughed, but I was done talking. I tapped the bucket with my toe so the particulate grease pooling inside rippled. Three more buckets to go.
You got them greases? Asked the slop chef as I clanged the kitchen door open. His right eye stared 40 degrees to the right of wherever his left looked, and he always had that shitty grin like he was laughing at a joke he'd never tell. The fuck you think? I said, gently placing the brimming buckets on his stained stainless steel counter. Old Broad barely had any greasy juices for me to clamp. Huh, she's running dry.
Oh yeah, he grinned at me.
Gonna have to put her down, likely.
Yeah.
Ain't worth the cost if she can't get them tumors dripping.
Oh yeah.
The chef wasn't paying me any mind. Already cranking the hot plate to 8 and setting up the filtration apparatus. A wire colander sieved away the bony particulates of the grease so the juices sifted through into a pan on the hot plate below. From there, it was a simple distillation. The juices boiled, rose as vapes, and congealed down an icy tube to drip into an old Crocroa bottle. I lit another cig, and the chef's grin dropped.
Not in here, he said, holding his breath, passing a cup of water.
I tossed the butt in and groaned. You're already gone. Give it 2 years and we'll be dripping you.
Don't care.
The greasy juices bubbled on the drip plate, aromatic and golden. God, it smelled good. I liked waiting for the sales girls. I never talked to any of them, but they were a pretty sight for sure. The sun was nearly up and the Crocroa bottles of fresh elder juices were filled and capped and waiting to be sold. Me and a couple of the other grease drainers, greasy boys, just now done with our shifts, waited for the girls to show.
Line up, shouted Brimba.
A thick woman cut from stone and fat, ankles folding over the top of her boots. She wore a hijab, though she didn't pray none. She liked how it covered the tumors growing from her neck like overripe cherries. A whistle blew, the double doors from the garage opened, and the girlies skittered out in their frilly skirts and straining blouses. Each of them stole my breath. Never did I see girls so pretty. Brimba clapped a palm to her cellulite in fleshy thunder.
Shut up! Shut up! Each gal gets 50 bottles to sell, and if and you don't sell them, you better keep them because you sure as fuck ain't welcome back here. Line up!
The girlies broke into their districts, a couple dozen lines, 6 girls long, with a patrol leader up front. Brimba went around passing the crates of frosty Crocroa bottles. They mostly sold them to rich districts, the one with running toilets still, or hocked them outside rich kiddies' grade schools. A drainy boy near me squawked at the closest pretty thing.
Hey there, sweet kiss! You gonna let me have a taste?
She smirked, revealing all her pretty baby teeth. All the girlies were the same. Curvy bods of womanly bits and an undeveloped infant skull and face. Big blue eyes, bald heads swollen to cover the span of their shoulders, them pouty lips dripping a spit up.
God, if I ever got me a bride, I hoped it'd be one of them. Every day we'd wake up together would feel like a miracle.
The girlie didn't care none for the drainer sass.
What, you talking about me or the Crocroa?
The Crocroa, of course!
The jabber idiot elbowed me in the ribs, hawing loud at his own joke.
Can I buy one, please?
I asked the beauty.
Shoot, I'll let you have one,
she said, passing me a cold one with a wink. I blushed right there and cracked it open. The distilled elder tumor grease frothed into my molars, swished around my tongue, and dripped swallow by swallow down my gullet. Ah, I spoke of the crispness. God damn, that tastes good. The other drainy boy elbowed me again and stole a swig. Then he got all philosophical.
Ain't it weird how this stuff tastes the exact same as in the before?
How you mean? I asked.
Well, it's the exact same thing. They got the bubbles, that sweet syrup flavor. You put an authentic Crocroa next to this stuff and I couldn't tell the diff, even if I drained the grease myself.
I sure as hell could.
You can tell the diff?
Sure, I said. The greasy Crocroa tastes better. I licked my lips. Way better.
No way!
The drainer was getting red in his bulging face. Is the same.
So what?
Said the girlie, winking at me again.
Ha! That's why it sells so good. You complaining?
Yeah, I backed her up. You ain't proud of our hard work?
No, it's just... It don't seem weird to you? They never did say what the recipe was in any of them old commercials with them little-headed models all sipping Crocroa. Okay,
the girlie laughed an infant gurgle.
Sure, that's why. Secret ingredient, why, it's always been old-ass tumor boys. Golly, we solved the mystery, everybody.
Now other girlies were laughing cherub laughs too, and the fella soured.
Fine, laugh all you want, I ain't care.
Brimba clapped thunder out of her cellulite twice more.
Stop yuns honking! Get the fuck out and sell us that Crocroa!
The girlies gathered their bottles and left, and I drained the last drops of mine. A little sip straight out of the before. Perfect and pure and bubbly and golden. Then I coughed. Out my mouth and into my palm, I spat a shiny crystal of tumor crust. It was yellow like old bone, the shape of a fetal tooth. Lazy slop chef, I grimaced. I tossed the chunklet to the ground and threw the bottle into the used bin at the garage door. Thinking of that girlie's winks and cheeky gurgles. For all the trouble, some days this job was a goddamn peach. The story must be told.
This story must be told.
May we drink thy cola of fortitude and guzzle thy soda of righteousness. Speaking of which, after the service, please get yourselves our new pamphlet in the entryway. It is brimming with instructive pictures of the kinds of weeping sores which afflict us as these years do their crime to our fragile, fragile meats. There's one called Fisherman's Wart, which stinks of the sea and pours like a stream. Sup upon thy puddle and have a vision of your own demise. I can tell you, when I die, it'll be alone. But warm. And when you find my ash in the church kiln, spread it in the garden so we all might taste of me as our wretched zucchinis mature so fruitfully. Amen.
This was the story.
Hey everyone, we got an announcement to make. Believe it or not, we got some t-shirts for sale. Oh, that's right. Oh my god. T-shirts. They're real handsome. We got them on black and gray shirts. It was drawn by our very own Reed Failer, who happens to be me. Check them out. They're on topedoco.com under podcasts and last podcast on the left. Or find the link on our Twitter and Instagram. We'll keep them in the bio or stick it up there for yuns.
I must be told, in last week, I proposed to your dad. We are proud to be hosted on the Last Podcast Network. Go find us at lastpodcastnetwork.com. We got married 2 weeks ago, so follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TSMBTpod, and that makes me your dad. Rate and review us on iTunes and SoundCloud because your father and I have separated. This has been a Post Everything production, and we fought in a YMCA parking lot. PostEverythingProductions.com. Check it out. We have short films on there. We'll be back next week, and I'm your dad now.
Lady Wetnap. Wait. Lady Wetnap. Lady Wetnap, wipe us. Lady Wetnap, wipe us.
The story must be told.